Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 27, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy, Part 1, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy meet. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita has described Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the ocean of transcendental knowledge and has described Sri Ramananda Roy as the cloud which is produced from that ocean. Ramananda Roy was a greatly advanced scholar in devotional service, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda gathered all transcendental conclusions just as a cloud gathers water from the ocean. As clouds appear from the ocean, distribute water all over the world, and then again return to the ocean, so by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy attained this higher knowledge of devotional service, and once again, after retiring from service, resolved to see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. When Lord Chaitanya visited the southern part of India, Lord Chaitanya first went to the great temple known as Jiyada Narsingha Kshetra. This temple is situated in a place known as Singhachalam, 5 miles from the Vishakhapatana railway station. This temple is situated on the top of a hill, and there are many temples in that area, but Jiyada Narsingha Kshetra temple is the largest of all. This temple is filled with beautiful sculpture of interest to many students, and due to its popularity, this temple is a very rich temple. An inscription in the temple states that the king of Vijayanagara formerly decorated this temple with gold and even smeared the body of the deity with gold. In order to facilitate attendance, there are free apartments for visitors at this temple, and the temple is managed by priests of the Ramanuja Acharya sect. When Lord Chaitanya visited this temple, he praised the deity and quoted a verse from Sridhar Swami's commentary on the 7th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Ugra api anugra evayam swa bhaktanam nrikeshari keshariva svapotanam anyesham ugra vikramaha. Although Lord Narsingha is very severe to the demons and non-devotees, Narsinghadev is very kind to his submissive devotees like Prahlad. Lord Narsingha appeared as a half-man, half-lion incarnation of Krishna when Prahlad, a boy devotee of the Lord, was harassed by his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu. And just as a lion is very ferocious to other animals, but very kind and submissive to its own cubs, so Narsinghadev appeared ferocious to Hiranyakashipu and very kind to his devotee Prahlad. So after visiting the temple of Jiyada Narsingha, Lord Chaitanya proceeded further south into India and ultimately reached the bank of the Godavari. While on the bank of this river, Lord Chaitanya remembered the Yamuna River in Vrindavan, and Lord Chaitanya considered the trees on the bank to be the forest of Vrindavan. Thus, Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy there. After taking bath on the banks of the Godavari, Lord Chaitanya sat near the bank and began chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And while sitting and chanting, Lord Chaitanya saw that the governor of the province, Sri Ramananda Roy, had reached the banks of the river accompanied by his associates, which included many brahmanas. Previously, Lord Chaitanya had been asked by Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya to visit this great devotee, Ramananda Roy, at Kabur. Lord Chaitanya could understand that this man approaching the riverbank was indeed Ramananda Roy, and so Lord Chaitanya desired to see him immediately. However, because Lord Chaitanya was in the renounced order of life, Lord Chaitanya restrained himself from going to see such a political personage. Being himself a great devotee, Ramananda Roy was attracted by the features of Lord Chaitanya, who appeared as a sannyasi, and Ramananda Roy himself came to see Lord Chaitanya. Upon reaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy prostrated himself and offered obeisances and respects. Lord Chaitanya received Ramananda Roy by vibrating, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." When Ramananda Roy presented his credentials, Lord Chaitanya embraced Ramananda Roy, and the both of them were overwhelmed with ecstasy. The brahmanas who accompanied Ramananda Roy were surprised to see them embracing in transcendental ecstasy. For the brahmanas were all stalwart followers of the rituals, and they could not understand the meaning of such devotional symptoms. Indeed, they were rather surprised to see such a great sannyasi touching a shudra, and they were also surprised to see Ramananda Roy, who was a great governor and practically king of that province, crying simply by touching a sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya could understand the thinking of the brahmanas, and so, considering the unfavorable situation, Lord Chaitanya pacified himself. After this, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy sat down together. Lord Chaitanya first spoke. "Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya has spoken very highly of you, my dear Ramananda, so I have come just to see you." "Yes, my lord. Sarvabhauma considers me to be one of his devotees, and therefore he has kindly recommended that you see me." Ramananda Roy very much appreciated Lord Chaitanya's touching a man of wealth. A king, governor, or any politician is always absorbed in thoughts of political affairs and pounds, shilling, pence. Therefore, such persons are to be avoided by sannyasis. Lord Chaitanya, however, knew Ramananda Roy to be a great devotee, and therefore Lord Chaitanya did not hesitate to touch and embrace Ramananda. Ramananda Roy was surprised by Lord Chaitanya's behavior, and so Ramananda cited a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. "Mahad vichalanang nrinang grihinang dina chaitasam nisreyasaya bhagavan kalpate nanyatakva chit." The great personalities and sages appear in the homes of worldly men just to show them mercy. So Lord Chaitanya's special treatment of Ramananda Roy indicated that although Ramananda Roy was born in a non-Brahminical family, Ramananda was far, far advanced in spiritual knowledge and activity. Therefore, Ramananda was more respectable than one who simply happens to be born in a Brahminical family. Although Ramananda, out of his meek and gentle behavior, considered himself to be born in a lower Shudra family, Lord Chaitanya nonetheless considered Ramananda Roy to be situated in the highest transcendental stage of devotion. Because devotees never advertise themselves as great, Krishna, on the other hand, is very anxious to advertise the glory of his devotees. After meeting for the first time that morning on the banks of the Godavari, Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya separated with the understanding that Ramananda Roy would come in the evening to see Lord Chaitanya. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 27, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy, Part 1, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy Meet. recorded September 17, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.